Stories Podcast.
Hello, everyone. This is the 100 Word Stories Podcast at podcasting.isfullofcrap.com, and I'm your host, Lawrence Simon. Usually you'll hear a 100-word story from me or from one of the regular guest contributors here, but it's Saturday, and on Saturdays we do this thing called the Weekly Challenge. I post a topic, and all of you have a week to come up with a 100-word story based on that topic, and then this happens. Why am I late this week? Well, I've been on the radio. Michael Garfield, the high-tech Texan, invited me to stop by whenever I want to. And, well, today felt like a good as whenever. And then there was us at Woodstock and lots of... But we had some fun. And next time, I promise to talk a little more, let Garf rest his voice. I mean, 3 hours is a long time, you know. So, anyway. Thank you, Garf. And, but we're back. And this is the Weekly Challenge number 70, and the topic was chosen by Caleb Bullen of the Black Tie Martini Club podcast, and he chose Tears of Joy. Oh, and by the way, the background music here? Guy David of GuyDavid.com. He can do for you what he's done for me, which I'm doing for you, and you do whatever. Who goes first? Well, it's the winner from last week, and that's... Oh, no. You people have really bad taste. Planet Z. All right. Let's see what sick creepiness he's come up. You know, there's a reason why Planet Z goes at the end, because people fall asleep. Or they're like, oh, yeah, those are great. Those are great. And they don't want to hear all my stupid announcements at the end. No. Here it comes. Planet Z. You asked for it.
When I heard that the love of my life was marrying another man, I said I was crying tears of joy, but no, I wasn't happy. Now, when he got run over by a bus, okay, those were tears of joy, but I said to her I was sad. I was there for her, and, well... Sure enough, she wanted to marry someone else. They planned this skydiving marriage. Her parachute worked. The preacher's worked. His didn't. Then she wanted to marry another woman, and I don't know what to feel now. I guess she's just a fucked up bitch.
Okay. Yeah. The text from Z's story, and everybody else's for that matter, can be found in the show notes. Where's the location, location, location? Well, it's at podcasting.isfullofcrap.com. There's also links to their homepages and their podcasts, so you can check out all the other things that they do in their free time. Except for Planet Z. I don't think you want to know what he does in his free time. Okay. Well, this week we have a rookie. We actually have a rookie. Rookies go before everybody else. Well, except for the winner, but I don't think we wanted to hear that winner first, but anyway. Our rookie this week is Exis Delacroix. She comes from Los Arbolis Island, and she's one of our neighbors over from Edlow and Nowhereville and all that area. So she wanted to give this one a try, and I talked with her on Friday, and sure enough, she came up with a cool idea. And so I haven't heard what she's done yet. You know how I do these. I get the stories in from y'all, and then I hear them just at, well, not as you're hearing them, but just as I'm producing this. So we're going to find out what Exus has come up with. And I'm looking forward to this one. So here we go. Exus Delacroix.
This is my first submission to the 100-word story challenge. And this is Tears of Joy by Exus Delacroix. She awakes, smiling as the sun warms her face. Remembering the events from the night before, a quick spike of electricity shivers through her body. Drifting back to the memory of his hands and lips loving every inch of her, she remembers the sensuous ecstasy. She vividly recalls the sheer satisfaction of the totally immersing pleasure they had shared. She can still hear his sweet romantic voice whisper in her ear as she relives her greatest fantasy coming true. She cries quietly, her tears of joy, as the overwhelming emotions of their love carries her over that brink once again.
Okay, you clowns, guess what? You got competition. Wow. Whew. Y'all, I'm steamy. Hold on, let me get a... sip of my iced tea. Whew. Dab a little bit on my forehead there. Thank you, Exus Delacroix. Wow. Whew. Maybe I'll ought to hit pause and just, you know, get a little ice on the back of your neck here. Yeah. Oh, that was good. And now, take a little deep breath. Our first veteran, Guy David, of GuyDavid.com. What have you got for us this week, Guy?
Hi, everyone. A new week, a new weekly challenge. I'm Guy from www.GuyDavid.com, and this is my story for this week.
I was just sitting there with my good friend Lonnie, knitting a sweater for my baby dragon, when my grandson walks in with tears of joy in his eyes. He doesn't even pause for his favorite salamander eye snack. He says, "Grandma Shunra, I did it. I turned my friend Blanchard into a log. His first time. What a joy for us all. That is, all except dear Lonnie, who says, at his age, already turned people into bowls of soup and ate them. He's such a slow developer, that kid. So, I turned her into a frog."
I'm laughing, and Grandma Trona gets me all hot. Folks, I'm just going to have to hit pause here for a while and just get a block of ice. Ooh, cool down. Is it hot in here, or is it just this podcast? Whoa. Thank you, Guy. Wow. I think just everybody's going to be voting for everyone this week. This is a strong... Oh. Speaking of strong, we got JD. He's back. So here we go with JD. Let's see what he's come up with.
She was blue. White-clad doctors bent over the small body. Blue? Why was she blue? Down the hall, behind the glass, others were a healthy pink. She was blue. Why? The doctor, poking, prodding, caring, covered her nose and mouth with a mask the size of a thimble. Blue. The clean, clear oxygen flowed into her body. The blue began to fade. Her eyes opened, and those new, beautiful, green gold orbs looked into my aged blue eyes. The perfect small hand came up, pushed the mask away. She smiled into me, and tears of joy filled my heart.
Thank you, JD. Ooh. Who's next? I don't know what to say after that one. I mean, wow. Whew. Who's next? Tom. Tom from Footnote. Let's see what tomfoolery he's crafted today.
Shima and Shoki thumped through their respective copies of the Rising Sun Times. The headline glared, CAS wins NAFTA decision against the Trail of Tears Corporation. Is that the Tears of Joy Indian brand cigarette case? Asked Shoki. Yes, it seems NAFTA judge G.W. Bush ruled in favor of the Confederated Atlantic States. When CAS President Iron Eyes Cody was asked for comment, he stated, let Mr. Bush enforce the ruling. Shima loved the Tears of Joy commercial. Half the price, double the nicotine. Then this white guy doubles over coughing. Shoki poured another shot of old Andy Everclear.
Huh? I'm gonna look for you in Skype here. Hold on. No, I don't see you. Okay, yeah. Alright, I'm a little lost. A little confused. A little excited. Okay. Thank you, Tom. Yeah. Next up is Ellison from blog Dellison. What does Ellison have in store this time around? Let's find out.
Hello, this is Ellison. Welcome to Weekly Challenge number 70 at podcasting.isfullofcrap.com. The topic for this week's challenge is Tears of Joy, and my story is entitled Torpeza con Toque. Ricardo Cabeza was the clumsiest cook ever to work the line at the Gowanus Lounge. His orders would come out perfect, but always at the expense of seared fingers and trodden upon toes. Working alone, he would trip all over himself. On the line, he created hopeless chaos. Finally, his co-workers had had enough. They prevailed upon the owner to promote him to executive chef. He'd help make the restaurant a success, and he'd be out of everybody's way. Ricardo was ecstatic. In his excitement, he squirted himself in the eye with dishwashing detergent. But his tears were tears of joy. This has been another 100-word story at podcasting.isfullofcrap.com. And this is Ellison signing off.
Thank you, Ellison. You know what? Hold on. Now, I didn't see Tom online before, but I think I see Ellison. Hold on. No, Nardo. No. No, you can't talk to Ellison. No. No, it's me. This is my show. How many times have I told you? Yeah. Yeah, you just stand there. Okay. I think I've got Ellison on the line here. Hello, Ellison.
No, Lair, this isn't Ellison. This is Merrill Urish, you know, Shire Network News, Urish.com, that sort of thing.
What the hell are you doing online? You're never on Skype.
Well, I actually upgraded my Skype today because I was supposed to have a Skype call in time for our 100th show for Shire Network News. Brian of London.
Shire Network News, What's that?
The Anglospheric satirical political podcast.
Oh.
Where we make fun of everyone from Ahmadinejad to Arafat on a regular basis, and not in a good way.
Hold on, I think I see a pattern here. Hold on, I'm reading my notes from the Council of American Islamic Relations here.
We make fun of them too.
Oh, okay. No wonder why they sent me a note. And somebody to put it against my face and punch it a few times.
Actually, it's not Muslims at all. It's Islamists.
Oh, I think there is a difference. I don't know. This note says there isn't. So.
Well, if it's a note from CARE, you can't trust the paper it's written on.
Oh, I better not. That's why I'm holding it with tongs. So now that we've completely wrecked my neutral, because of course the caliphs and imams have been sending in 100-word fatwas. So Shiro Network News, which, you know, I guess I used to be a part of it on a regular basis until I kind of did this crap too much.
Yes, and we still miss you, Lair.
Aw, that's so sweet. Are you serious?
No, I just have to work a lot harder now that you're not there to chip in.
Well, you shouldered the burden when Andrew Ian Dodge left, and then he came.
Yes.
And that's all I gotta say about that. So, I guess if... Could you pretend to be Ellison for a little bit? You know, hey, that kind of thing?
I kind of can't. I really don't know him that well.
Oh. Well, he's very nice.
Yeah, I've gotten that much.
Funny guy. Great guy. Great family.
Yeah.
Well, he hasn't really cooked for me. I've cooked for him, and we've taken him to restaurants here, but what can you say?
You know, Lair, with all the cooking and cleaning and whatnot that you do, you're going to make somebody a great wife someday. Sorry.
That's all I got to say about that.
The expression of my dad's.
Jenny.
So. No, people all over the internet are jealous of your wife.
Oh God,
she's got a husband who cooks. Are you kidding me?
When she hears this, she's going to be laughing so hard. I mean, she was chewing me out last week for being too deep in the Second Life crap. You know, I didn't even notice she came home one day, and I was in the middle of S.L. Woodstock crap, and. I deserved it. I deserved that.
Stuck in my first life.
I tend to get a little unstuck now and then. I mean, this whole freaking podcast, every one of these people, you know, well, except for Liana, are just neck deep into this thing. It's kind of, you know, everyone who isn't a part of that kind of feels like, oh, no, I'm not a part of that in crowd. No, no, we're the out crowd. You're the in crowd. We've gotten out and gotten stuck into this digital flypaper. I mean, for God's sake.
Well, if you want to know the truth, I'm staying away from Second Life because I have no desire to get addicted to it.
That's a good call. I mean, you're going to wind up like Ted, who's turned into Rocky, a yak herder.
He's a yak herder.
Yeah, he's a yak herder. And Chris Carlisle, his story's coming up in a bit. I don't even want to think of what I've turned into. I mean, it's just, I'm scared.
Still trying to wrap my brain around yak herding.
Well, when a mommy yak and a daddy yak like each other very much.
All right.
You really need to keep them far apart.
No,
most of the time. Otherwise, well, get out
aren't they like these big, long, furry things that like cold weather?
Yeah. pretty much, and you get yak butter and all that crazy stuff from them, and little yaks and.
Yeah, I'm from Sweden. No, they're not from Sweden.
I don't think they're from Sweden. I think they're from.
No,
like,
I thought they were like Tibet or something like
Tibet,
that.
Tibet, Eastern Russia. They raise them in like Colorado or Wyoming or something like that because they're better at something like shuffleboard or I don't know much about yak.
Yeah, and there's an ostrich farm right down the hill from my cousin's house in California.
Oh.
So you can swim in her pool and look out and see the ostriches walking.
I love ostrich burgers almost as much as I like buffalo burgers. When it's regular meat, I'm like,
I've had those both, only not burgers. I had steaks.
Yeah. Were they good?
Friends. Well, they kind of tasted very beefy to me, only, you know, a more gamey taste.
So they tasted like zoo.
They're meat. PETA hates them. I love them.
Tell us a little bit about your hatred of PETA. I mean, we're just going to make this about you. Forget about the 100-word stories. It's canceled.
No, your 100-word stories are great. Don't cancel it.
Okay.
But,
well, thank you for the high praise. I mean, my story won this past week, so.
Awesome.
Yeah, but it's like only, what, the fifth time they've won out of 70 of these things?
Well, I mean, just proves that it's not rigged.
Oh, no, not at all. It's not rigged at all. Now, hold on. Let me just cast another vote for myself here. Okay.
The PETA thing. Oh, that all started a few years ago. I got an email from a Holocaust survivor or a child of Holocaust survivors. I'm a little foggy right now because it was about 4 years ago, saying, look at this. Can you believe they're doing this? And, excuse me, People for the Ethical Treatment of Animals, PETA, were running a campaign called The Holocaust on Your Plate, in which they compared the Holocaust that killed 6 million Jews to the slaughter of chickens. And I was as offended as the person who wrote me the email, and I sat and thought about it for a couple of days, because that's sort of thing I normally just post about. And I said, no, this needs to go beyond posting. And I started International Eat an Animal for PETA Day, which is now I Eat a PETA Day, and it's every March 15th, and I encourage everyone to eat meat all day long, and it pisses PETA off every year. I get very annoyed vegetarians putting comments on my weblog, usually very illiterate ones.
Well, I mean the lack of meat. I mean it affects their brain.
They actually have kind of shown that vegetarians seem to be undernourished in one way or another, vitamin-wise mostly. I've seen a lot of fat vegetarians, though.
Yeah.
So they're not malnourished exactly.
Well, every now and then, secretly, they're like, you know, people who sneak cigarettes every now and then. They just blah, 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 all the meat. Although Mikey Pod, he's gone back to, I think he's gone beyond vegetarianism to veganism. So, and he's been writing updates, and now that he's gone that way, he's been twittering about missing Texas a lot and, you know, hating New York, and the guy just needs a steak. I mean, be happy up. I mean, if you can make it there, you can make it anywhere, so might as well make it medium rare. Huh?
Well, you know, we're the top of the food chain, so I say relish in our superiority.
Okay. Is there anything else you wanted to shamelessly plug or point out or any shortcomings of mine that you wanted to laugh at?
Well, that would be very unwise considering you're the host of this podcast and I would never be invited back if I made fun of you.
Oh, no, that would actually guarantee you a co-host spot practically.
Yes, I know. I can't think of anything at the moment. It's that's Gracie. Gracie's trying to talk to Nardo. We have far too many cats.
Yeah.
In the world of blogging, but cats rule, dogs drool. What can I say?
Well, I'm trying to help out. I mean, we're down to two here. Oh, wait, here, and sure enough, here he comes. No. What did I tell you earlier?
You have a unique podcast, I gotta say.
Yeah, well, unique is wanting to jump up in my lap, so. Meryl, thank you very much, and where can people find you again?
Yourish.com. That's Y-O-U-R-I-S-H, and remember, like my brother says, either you're ish or you're not.
I'm ish.
No, you're not.
Thank you, Meryl. And
thanks a lot, Lair.
Just don't hang up just yet. Coming up next is Liana of Hodgepodge Point, because when you've got a hodgepodge of things, you got to have a point. And her story this week, what was the title? I don't even read titles. No, Nardo, it's not Meow. Why? He's licking my knee. All right. Liana, you can find her at hodgepodgepoint.libsyn.com, and here is her story.
Hey, everyone. Liana here from Hodgepodge Point, where, well, let's just face it, I'm running out of jokes. So, coming in almost late for this week's challenge number 70, Tears of Joy, I have the following story titled Cocktail. The gypsy slid two more bottles towards Catherine. For perfect potion, you need to mix 3 drops Blood of Burning Lust, 8 drops Tears of Joy, 2 skin flakes Infatuation, and 1 drop of Heartache just before he drinks. Catherine stared in disbelief. Aphrodite, huh? Shouldn't you be on Mount Olympus? Times change, shrugged the gypsy. Can you prove you're the goddess? Of course, sighed the gypsy, shuffling to the caravan's window. Pulling back the curtain, she revealed countless men staring in with desire. Shoo, human gnats, or face the wrath of Hephaestus's mighty lawnmower when he gets home.
The goddess of love.
Thank you very much, Liana. Back to the love theme again, you see? Moves one direction, the other, you know, love. Funny, random interview, love. What's next? Well, who knows what he's going to come up with this week, but bringing up the rear. Oh, God. I'm not going to bring up that phrase again. No. It's Chris Carlisle of ChrisCarlisle.net, Platypus Society, all that stuff. Great. No, I'm not going to say the phrase. Chris, save me, please.
The immigration debate takes a special detour. A 100-word news bulletin, Chris Carlisle reporting. Are illegal immigrant retards taking jobs from America's retards? A Stanford University survey of the grocery chains in the Palo Alto area found that 47% of the baggers, cart retrievers, and greeters were undocumented retards. That's up from 32% last year. Store manager Kyle Jenkins had this to say.
Look, I tried hiring American retards, but Mexican retards work much cheaper and are just as retarded. The last few I hired wept tears of joy when I paid them in M&Ms.
Upon hearing Jenkins' statement, Lotney Fratelli, steward of the local retard union, offered the following rebuttal. This has been a 100-word news bulletin, Chris Carlisle, reporting.
Huh? Okay. Better start the music. And there you have it. Thanks to everyone who sent in their stories this week to be a part of the weekly challenge. And to, well, not Allison, Meryl Yorish for chatting with me tonight. But which one was the best? Except for the interview, of course. Head over to podcasting.isfullofcrap.com and vote for your favorite ones from this week. Then when all the votes are in, the winner will go first in the 71st Weekly Challenge, pick the topic for the 72nd, and they will win the refrigerator magnets. There's more to do at the website than just vote. You can check out show notes, links to everyone who sent in a story this week, and the text of the stories in case you can't understand what the hell they're saying. Do you need to subscribe to the feed? Are you just being handed these on the street? Well, there's lots of links to various directories and podcatchers on the site, including one-click options for iTunes and the awesome Podcast Ready site. No, don't click twice. Just once. That's all. As I mentioned before, the musical theme is by Guy David of GuyDavid.com. 16 podcasts, Night Guy Electronica. Music. Just like Leo Laporte, it does like 24 hours a day of all sorts of random crap. Guy David, 24 hours a day of music. In fact, 27 hours a day of music. When he's doing stuff with his hands, he's also doing stuff with his feet. He has more podcast material than there are hours in the day. And that's why he's ahead of us a few hours. So we can catch up, I think. We'll be back tomorrow with something. And if you're into Second Life, look for Edlow Island every Wednesday at 6. Black Tie Martini Club with your host, Caleb Bullen. And thanks to everyone who was a part of SL Woodstock. I hope everyone had fun. When I got my head out of my ass long enough to hear the music, I liked it too. Although I had to stay at that one lineup. I didn't get to hop around all that much. Tomorrow, Shire Network News. I wrote a piece for the 100th... Well, you heard. We wrote a piece for the 100th episode. The link is out there. Look up Shire Network News, and if it's not porn, that's it. Unless it's an all-porn episode. Yeah. Well, I'm going to post the theme of the next weekly challenge in a little bit. Until then, thank everyone for listening. Okay, wait. Oh, that was a stage direction. Oh, thank you for listening, and... as always, keep it brief. Closing.